Hey y'all, this is Jay Allen, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I see colors, shade of lips that make me wonder, shape of hips that got my number, making my head bounce like a beach ball in summer. And I can't look away. You're brighter than a sunny day. If you're gonna shine that way, I'm gonna have to say, babe, hold on, wait a minute. Girl, you got a body, so do something with it. Come on, out in the middle. You're looking like a hottie, so burn it up a little. Like a jello shot. Shake it like, shake it like. Your kiss is candy. I can taste that Grey Goose in it. If I take one, I'll take too many. But watching you get low like a rainbow, I'm already so high. And I can't look away. You're brighter than a sunny day. If you're gonna shine that way, I'm gonna have to say, babe, hold on, wait a minute. Girl, you got a body, so do something with it. Come on, out in the middle. You're looking like a hottie, so burn it up a little. You, me, I'll be the fool, then you be the sweet. Don't think, drink, give it everything you got, you got. Baby, shake it like a jello shot. Shake it like it's apple pie. Shake it like it's rum and banana. Come on, Bahama Mama, don't be shy. Hold on, wait a minute. Girl, you got a body, so do something with it. Come on, out in the middle. You're looking like a hottie, so burn it up a little. You, me, I'll be the fool, then you be the sweet. Don't think, drink, give it everything you got. Baby, shake it like a jello shot. Wait a minute. Girl, you got a body, so do something with it. Come on, out in the middle. You're looking like a hottie, so burn it up a little. You, me, I'll be the fool, and you be the sweet. Don't drink, drink, give it everything you got, you got. Baby, shake it like a jello shot. For me, baby.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Jay Allen.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
That's good. Tell me some stuff about you, because I know you're in to do a few dates, and you were in London last night, which I was hoping to come to, but unfortunately I couldn't make it. How did that go?
Oh, it was beautiful, man. We're going on 10 days here. First time over the pond for us. First time in the UK. Pretty big deal. Ever since I released the song I wrote for my mother called Blank Stares, it went just uber viral. Has done so much good. We've had a great response from the UK, so it's nice to finally find a way to get over here. Played six shows, and our last one was last night at the Pheasant Tree in London. Pretty surreal experience just to look out and see how well received it was, and tears in people's eyes, and got to talk to everyone and hug everyone afterwards. So I'm kind of feeling like I want to move here now. It's been such a good feeling to be over here. Everyone is hilarious. Everyone's so funny, hospitable, kind. So I feel like we really have fit in, gained some invaluable relationships these last 10 days.
That's great. Because the Blank Stares obviously was a good song for you, and it was all about Alzheimer's disease, because it was your mother.
Yeah, long end of it. A couple years back, my mother was diagnosed with what's called early onset Alzheimer's. She was only 51 years old. Early onset, because it's really rare to get that disease at that young of an age. Unfortunately for us, it took her life in 2 years and 9 months. Progressed very quickly. Right in the middle of it, I got some time with her, and was really shook, and you know, obviously inspired to write a song out of heartbreak, you know, out of trying to understand what was happening to us and my mama. And some really important people heard that song. I was on a stage in front of a lot of people in my hometown, and decided to bring my mother on stage. Kind of a conflicting thought and decision. I'm glad I did, because those thousands of people went dead quiet and they listened to the story and heard the song. A guy whipped out his phone, took a video, put it on his Facebook page, and it's turned into 8 viral videos and 600 million views, and we've helped raise over $100 million to fight against Alzheimer's in about 5 years' time. So I always say this, I believe I had the opportunity to take a really sad thing and turn it into something beautiful to help people, and it's, the loss of my mother's life gave my purpose, and now we get to share that story over here and expand our community, and I get to talk to people who have felt like they were alone going through this on their own for a long time, and now they see that they're not. So
there's a voicemail that I keep. I listen to it just to hear you speak. A sun turns to silence just like that. No, I love you all goodbye. Like you saw the phone in your hand and you didn't know why. It's crazy how you come and go so fast. Oh, how do I get you back? If I could only see the cracks you're slipping through. Wish I didn't feel so helpless when it comes to helping you hold on. So I keep holding on to every little memory made of you and me. Every little glimpse of who you used to be. I know you're still in there. Deep down somewhere, I swear I still see. Between the blank stares, it's the first thing that I think about when I wake up and when I lay down. It's the last thing I feel crawling through my mind. I'm still trying to understand it. Sitting next to you, holding your hand and hoping you won't fade away this time. Just stay a little while, please stay a little while. If I could only see the cracks you're slipping through. Wish I didn't feel so helpless when it comes to helping you hold on. So I keep holding on to every little memory made of you and me. Every little glimpse of who you used to be. I know you're still in there. Deep down somewhere, I swear I still see you. Between the blank stares, it's getting harder and harder to watch you disappear. Oh, you're falling farther and farther and leaving me in tears. If I could only see the cracks you're slipping through. Wish I didn't feel so helpless when it comes to helping you hold on. But I keep holding on. I know you're still in there. Deep down somewhere, I swear I still see you. Yeah, I still see you. Between the blank stares. Between the blank stares.
You're an ambassador for the Alzheimer's Association?
Yeah, I partnered with them a couple of years back, and I've done every event and gala and fundraiser you can think of, and we'll continue that relationship for a long time. It's cool now to see that all the money that we've helped raise go to work. Now there's treatments available, one that was just approved, that are slowing the progression of Alzheimer's. We're not quite to a cure, but just to see things start to fall in place, I feel like, all the hard work and sacrifice and money we've raised is starting to pay off. So really good feeling.
Good. You've now got a new single out called Jello Shot, which we've been playing. Tell me about that.
That's all. Yeah, you know, so I went on the show called NBC's The Voice. Now that I'm not on the show, I can kind of spill the beans on how all that goes down. They actually had their casting agency in L.A. reach out to me 4 years in a row. I politely declined. I just never thought it was for me. I was really in the philanthropist headspace. Finally, you know, last year they called me, and I thought, you know what? What better way to put more eyes and ears on this cause than to go on that show? And I had, you know, a couple of really serious conversations with the producers, and they agreed to allow me to sing the song that I wrote for my mother, and they told the story in such a beautiful way that I could have never done myself. And the response was unreal. We had another massive viral moment. The song went number two on iTunes. And then I came back and I got a phone call from the head of a record label. And he said, "Jay, I'm flying to Nashville. I'm charting a plane just to come see you." So over a glass of wine, I was offered a record deal. I accepted. And then I'm the guy that's covered in tattoos. If you know me and you're in my circle, you know I'm always going out of my way to make sure everyone around me has a good time. And we have a 5-piece band. We put on pretty much a rock show for 2 hours. And so the label was like, "Man, you know, you put out all these heartfelt songs, you know, for this beautiful cause. Everyone's really proud of you, but you're this really fun guy, so we think you should start releasing some fun songs. What's the most fun song you've ever written?" So as a joke, I shared this song, Jello Shot, that I wrote years ago, and they said, "Yep, that's the one." So we made a music video, and it was really funny, and we've just had a lot of fun. Like, I feel like I kind of have the green light now to enjoy myself and release songs and put on a fun show, and that's what we've done this whole time in the UK as well, and the response has been unreal. And we just released another song called "Heart Ain't Gonna Break Itself," and we went to BBC in Cambridge, and they played it on the radio. They're spinning it on the radio here now, so man, lots of cool things happening. I feel like I said, all the hard work and the really sad moments, the really, you know, dark times, you know, I'm starting to see the sunshine now, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So that's pretty good feeling, not just as a philanthropist, but as a musician. You know, it's a long road for all of us. Me and my wife are married to Kylie Morgan, who has a record deal, and we've been doing it for, you know, a very long time. So to see any sort of reward is a really, really great feeling. So.
And you've recently visited the White House.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I did this for a long time on my own, and got to a point where I realized if I'm going to take what I'm doing any farther, I really need to circle great people around me that are like-minded and have a similar heart, similar passion, similar work ethic. One of those people that came into my life recently was a new manager. Her name is Stacey Stavola, and she is very humble, never wants the limelight on her, but she's... I've pretty much handed off relationships to her that I've built over time, and she's ran with them. So one of them relationships was with a guy named Richard Liu. He's a newscaster for MSNBC. He's been with them for a long time. He reached out after he heard my story and shared his story. He lost his dad to Alzheimer's, and so when that happened, he took it upon himself to be the full-time caregiver for his dad. So he worked on the weekends for MSNBC, be on TV, and then travel back to San Francisco and take care of his dad during the week. And he did that for a very long time. And the whole time he filmed it, and he made a movie, he made a film. He reached out and asked us to write a song for the film. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get to work. And then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I realized I had already written a song years ago called Brick from Broken. So I shared it with him, and over tears, we decided to utilize that song. And after we put out the film, and everyone, you know, heard the heart behind it, and all the stories involved, the First Lady, Mrs. Biden, invited us to come and perform and preview the film in the White House in the President's private movie theater. And I can't tell you how much that meant to me, and what an honor it was to be inside those walls and to experience that with all those people. So, another beautiful moment.
Yeah. Well, Jay, yeah. Lots happening for you. Good luck with the new single, and look forward to seeing you the next time you come to the UK. I'm sure you'll be back.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it, sweet friend. Thank you for having me. Hey, y'all. This is Jay Allen, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You look like you've wrecked some plans, like you could break up a band somewhere somebody ain't over you.
Kid Rock that don't give a damn. Whole world in the palm of your hand. Good girl gone bad kind of attitude. And I kind of want to take a shot. So come on, baby, what you got? This heart ain't gonna break itself. Needs help from a girl like you. Wanna know the kind of crazy we can get into. If you're drinking, I'm buying. You wanna roll, then we're riding. Just put it on me, baby, give it hell. This heart ain't gonna break itself, no. I see it's burning out the lights. I see you on mine. I hear you saying just stay the night. I bet the high's worth the crash. I bet I keep coming back. I